Occupational burnout is characterized by stress, a lack of motivation, extreme frustration, and exhaustion. So what do you do if your job is simply taking too much out of you? Human behavior specialist Mavis Eureka joins us now for a masterclass on dealing with burnout. Mavis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Mavis, what are some of the misconceptions that people have about burning out?
So the misconceptions about burning out, I think the thing that we don't actually look at or think about is that we need to manage our energy.
Okay.
So many people think that you can, you know, you sleep and you must have energy. So we don't consciously make an effort to manage our personal energy.
Mm-hmm.
We think it does itself. So when people burn out, we think there's also a lot of, you know, someone is not taking care of themselves. There's also an issue of, you know, someone is being irresponsible. So people don't actually talk about it in the first place because people are afraid of, you know, being looked at as being irresponsible because they're burning out or they've got stress. And the issue is also that, you know, burnout is isolating. So people who are burning out can rarely even, you know, connect with other people, for other people to even tell them that, you know, you are burning out.
Really? So I could be going on with my day, looking as I look, but people thinking that everything is fine, whereas it's not.
That's the truth. Because also what happens is that with fatigue or with burnout or stress, you experience what is known as an impaired alertness.
Oh.
So you, who is going through it, might not even notice that you're going through it. It requires a lot of awareness to actually notice that you're going through that.
So what are the telltale signs that I could possibly see when I'm approaching the burning out phase?
Okay, so telltale signs, headaches, sleepiness. When you're driving, you start striding, you know, crossing lines, you change lanes without indicating, hot flashes. Okay, forgetfulness, you begin to forget, you know, the ordinary, the normal things. Those are some of the signs that you're actually getting very tired.
What sort of situations lead to burning out? I mean, I think a lot of people have very stressful jobs, and it just seems like it's the norm. We carry our laptops home, we continue with work from home.
Mm-hmm.
What situations lead to burning out?
So burnout is, you know, caused by overexertion of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. As you know, we rely on four types of energy. Those are the four types of energy that we rely on: the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and the emotional energy. So when you overexert yourself emotionally by overthinking or by over, a lot of obsessive emotions, you're experiencing dominant negative emotions. And when you try to go to sleep, you actually don't sleep. You're still overworking mentally. You know, you see people that are actually not experiencing the full cycle of sleep where you get into the deep phase. So a lot of people, because of overstimulation of the sympathetic nervous system, okay, you experience that, you know, you are actually not resting. Even when you go to sleep, you're actually not resting. That's why when you go to sleep, you wake up, you're still feeling tired. That's because you actually didn't rest. You are overstimulating your sympathetic nervous system through overexertion mentally and emotionally and physically as well. But I think the most important one is emotionally. Because with emotional energy, when you are not doing anything to recharge your emotional energy, no matter how much food you eat, you know, you're still going to feel tired if you're emotionally feeling negative. Okay? The same thing with spiritual energy. If you are emotionally negative, it becomes hard to even recharge your spiritual energy. You can't, if you're a praying person, praying becomes hard. Whatever spiritual activity that you engage in, it becomes almost difficult. And when you are feeling negative emotionally as well, mentally, you can't think the right things. So you begin to lose perspective. Remember what we said again, impaired alertness.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even see the normal things that you're supposed to be seeing.
You mentioned food. How much does food contribute to us burning out? A lot of stressed out people are sitting at their desks having a packet of chips because they want to get through their day, getting as much work as possible done. But they don't take those breaks to have a proper healthy meal. Does that contribute to the stress levels and the burning out?
It does, because now you're not eating a balanced meal. Okay, you are taking a lot of sugar, perhaps maybe coffee or whatever it is to just get by. So you're actually not getting a balanced meal. You're not getting the necessary protein. So food does contribute a lot because we need to be conscious about what we eat. Remember, I mean, also, even the food we eat affects our emotions. Okay, so
chocolate makes me very happy
temporarily. So it gives you that high rise and it drops you.
All right.
That's like we just like your energy drinks. Mm-hmm. Okay, we all take energy drinks sometimes to keep going as well, just like coffee. But what it does is just it gives you a temporary boost and it drops you. So it's not actually a balanced diet that, you know, keeps you, your whole body balanced internally and giving you the necessary nutrients that you need to keep going.
Mm. How much of our personality traits contributes to burning out? People that are pessimists, others that are perfectionists, how much of that actually contributes to the phase of burning out?
So for as long as your personality trait is actually, triggering negative emotions, then you're bound to burn out.
Okay.
So while you look at perfectionism as something that is okay and normal, but if it triggers anxiety inside of you, then there's a problem. Okay? And how much of that anxiety stays in your body? Remember, emotions are supposed to come through and go. But when that becomes life, you're constantly anxious. And research has actually shown that recently that, you know, 78% of people are dominated by anxiety.
Mm.
We're just so scared. We're insecure. There's a lot going on. So with that, we are likely to burn out, right? Research has also shown that 75 to 90% of doctor's visits are actually stress-related.
Really?
And only 3% of those people that go to see the doctor because of stress receive counseling for stress.
Sure.
So the eventuality is what happens to the remaining 87% who are burning out, stressed out, don't know how to manage their emotions because they've never been given the tools.
Mm.
You know that we've never been educated around our emotions.
Mm.
We think that it's automatic, you feel, then it must go. But the truth is that we need an emotional toolbox that can assist us to actually manage our emotions and to build a lot of awareness as well, because we need to, you know, start seeing the telltale signs of stress and even of fatigue. Our body responds at the beginning.
Mm.
Okay, so when it's starting, when you are aware, you begin to see which part of your body, which organ tissue is actually responding to what you're going through.
How do I remove myself from a situation at work when I realize that it will get me to a point where I will eventually burn out?
Okay, so awareness is key. So if you have actually been aware that it's actually, I'm actually burning out, you need to be conscious, take a conscious effort to recharge your energy.
Mm.
Okay, take a break. If you need to take a break, take the necessary leave. If you need to take the necessary leave, speak to the person that you need to speak to who's responsible for the work or the deadlines. Tell them that you're burning out.
Mm.
We know that it's something that we don't talk about. People don't actually express how they're feeling in terms of energy levels because it's almost, like we said earlier on, regarded as being irresponsible. But you'd rather talk about it and be safe than not talk about it and be sorry. So talking about it with your supervisor or whoever it is, but also realizing, I think a lot of the issues is people stick to jobs that actually don't motivate them anymore.
That's the
thing. And that kills people.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
So I think it's also a conscious decision to realize, you know what? This is going to kill me. So you make a decision between dying there or living and living.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
so true. Those are some of the things that you can actually, you know, for me, I would advise if it's, you need to just check, is it the job that is stressing you? Is it your boss?
Mm.
What is the stress trigger that is contributing to the way things are in
your situation? Lastly, Mavis, any techniques that you can give us that we could use in our daily lives to even prevent burning out? Because burning out can lead to depression and then eventually suicide.
True. So techniques that you can use, I always say people walk around with an empty emotional toolbox and we revert to survival strategies when we're threatened with challenges. So when you start thinking suicide, that's survival, you are operating from your fight or flight or freeze syndrome. Okay. So techniques to look at, we've got a tool called the emotional freedom technique that we use. Okay. So this is acupuncture without needles. Okay, I'm not going to get into detail about it, but you can actually find information on the internet about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, where you can actually every day before the beginning of the day or by the end of the day, you do the necessary, tapping in your energy points, and it actually helps you to release the negative energy inside your body. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Exercising, stretching, just normal stretching, it's called resistance flexibility stretching, is also a tool you can use because understand that when we're going through stress, all our muscles become tense. There's a lot of tension within in our body. So we need to release that tension, because if we don't, it's going to lead to accelerated development of a disease. So we need to do flexibility, stretching or resistance flexibility training, okay? Just normally take a day off your gadgets. Some of the energy drainers are our gadgets, our phones, Facebook. So you need to just note what are the energy, drainers. What are those things that are sucking energy out of you, so that you begin to at least deliberately avoid. It might be people. So sometimes you have a conversation or a friend or a family member who sucks energy out of you. So you need to be deliberate. You need to become aware of that and be honest with yourself so that you take the necessary time to actually recharge. Me time, very critical. Okay. Me time also must be a time when you have no gadgets. You are not, on gadgets. It's just you. Maybe go back to nature and do a lot of introspection so that you build a lot of awareness around your, your body or your life vision, your motivation, your goal achievement. Where are you? Setting goals also is a motivating thing. So you can also set goals. So those are some of the techniques that you can actually use. But also self-empowerment, very key. It's amazing how many of us go around and not know how our body functions. We think it's automatic.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we need to understand raising awareness in terms of how your body works, so that when that stress trigger is actually stimulated, you are able to notice, okay, now my kidney is not functioning well. Mm-hmm. What's going on? What is the conflict thing that I'm dealing with? Okay? Mm-hmm. And how do I go back to regeneration phase? Okay.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here in studio and giving us such valuable information. I'm definitely going to try those techniques right after this.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me again.
And that was human behavior specialist Mavis Eureka.